Room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening sip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Booster.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a couple. Quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel. Perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway. Eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hammer, then we welcome you to Hammer Teeth Gymnasium here on the campus of Mar Hill Mount Academy in Atchison, Kansas. Girls game getting set to go to the second half, and it's been a good one, 21-21. Welcome, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering at the Care Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside for tonight's high school hoops in the NEKL, MHMA, and the Lady Chargers. Coming out to begin the second half for Horton, it is going to be Kara covers up with Bobby Becker. You've got Kirsten Smith out of the court. We also have Marissa Baines. And rounding it out is going to be Carly Hupless. For MHMA, it is going to be Capri Keckner, Hannah Cody, Catherine Peisch. Here's a hook shot up by Caitlin Folsom. It's going to be her. By Catherine. Catherine with a little hook shot. Heisch gets the bucket. So, Capri, Hannah, Catherine, Nora Adams, Caitlin Folsom. Those are the five out there for MHMA. Quick little jump shot on his way for Horton. It's going to be off the mark and a rebound pulled down by Folsom. Lady Ravens have taken a lead, and now they're coming up court with the basketball early on in the third quarter. It is 23-21. Lady Ravens here at home out in front. A couple of the better teams in the NEKL coming together here tonight. Lady Ravens 12-4 on the season, 7-1. Here's a baseline jumper. It's going to be a travel on Folsom. She squares up to shoot, travels with the basketball. Moore Hill Mount Academy is 12-4. Horton 12-5. Moore Hill Mount Academy 7-1 of the conference. Horton is 10-2. And here come the Lady Chargers into the forecourt. Now, jumper, baseline, up, no good. Rebounding it out on top. Horton's going to keep it alive. Don't dump it up high. Going to be Chartier with it. Running shots, going to be off the rim, won't go. Rebound underneath. Horton's going to keep it alive. Great hustle down at the baseline for Horton by Kansas Keough. And then we're going to get a Charger turnover. So Keough is going to turn it over and up court with the basketball. Again, it'll be MHMA. 6:40 to go in the third quarter. 23-21, Lady Ravens in front. Topside with it's going to be Cody. She drops the shoulder, pushes the defender away with a forearm. No foul. Back to the right side. It'll be Folsom and out on top to Cody. Both of these teams, they're playing it conservatively, going with a little zone defense, the feet in the middle. Kechner's going to have the ball slapped away, and they're going to say she got fouled, and it will be Kechner coming to the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Kara Covers Up. It'll be her second foul of the game. Kechner's free throw online, not far enough. It's going to be short. She will have another look at it. Capri looking for her first point of the second half. Sends this one up. It's going to be very wide to the right side. Rebounding back down off the miss. It's going to be Horton. Up the floor of the basketball is going to be Carly Hutless. They'll drive in the lane, go in, and the ball is going to be dislodged, and they're going to call a travel, and Horton will turn over the basketball. Back up court with MHMA. They're going to find a little pressure now. Horton will apply some pressure to the ball. Still in the backcourt, still in the backcourt. Up court pass, going to be knocked away, slapped out of bounds. Good defense out there for Horton by Piper Chartier. Lady Ravens in front, 5:55 to go in the third quarter. MHMA over to the right side. Again, looking into the teeth of that 2-3 zone defense. They work the outside, work the outside. Got Catherine Pines down off the left block. When the ball comes to the right side, she will switch over to the right block. The other four players work above the ring. Now stepping in, Kechner, nice feed. The layup is going to be up and good. Folsom hits the bucket. Caitlin Folsom picking up a score. Lady Ravens, the only team who have scored in the second half. It is now 25-21. Running shot, up, off the mark, rebound, Peisch. Here comes MHMA. Horton has come out of the locker room a little bit flat here to begin the third quarter with 5:15 to go in the third. The feed will go to the right block. Peisch shot rejected. Covers up, slaps that ball away, and it's going to be taken away by Horton. Kansas Keough will bring it up the floor. Keough swings it over to the left side, way, way out on the wing. Now the feet are just outside the block, stepping into the lane and losing a handle of the basketball. It's going to be a turnover. Here comes Kechner. She'll go coast to coast on this one. Drive and shoot on the other end, but won't get it to go down. Rebound is going to be lost out of bounds back to the Lady Ravens. Kechner had that ball going down the floor, and there was no question she was going to go straight to the rack. And that ball was going up. 4:46 to go in the third quarter. Still 25-21. Horton with no second-half points. The ball comes in. Folsom, Caitlin comes back out on top. Kechner goes into the lane, dumps it right. Baseline three, all alone. Set shot for three, won't go down. And a rebound is going to be fought for. Lady Ravens are going to be able to recover it. Kechner tries to drive it in the middle, loses the handle on the ball, brings it back off on top. MHMA works underneath, off the block. Folsom in the lane and nearly has it stripped away, and they're going to say she got fouled. Let's see who reaches in for Horton. The foul is going to be on Carly Hutless. So for Carly, it'll be her second. It'll be Lady Raven basketball coming in at their offensive end, just to the left of the lane. An inbound way up topside. Here's a three launched by Folsom. It is going to be short and rebounded off the floor, and we're going to have another foul called on MHMA. This one is going to be on Hannah Cody. It'll be Cody's second foul. 4 minutes and 13 to go in the third quarter. Still no second half of points for the Lady Chargers, and MHMA only four in the first 4 minutes. Chargers will bring it up the floor, dump it over to the left side, way out, 2-3 steps above the three-point ring. Horton stretching it way out, and now we're going to get a travel call. The ball went way out on the left wing for Horton, and little move into the feet, little traveling call over there, and it is going to come back to MHMA. Lady Ravens drive in. The shot by Kechner. No. Rebound going to be saved down by the Lady Ravens. Out on top with it. Hannah has it. She looks into the middle. Sticking with that. Now they're going to go, I think, maybe box in one defense. Yeah. Horton is going to switch to a box one defense with 3.5 to go in the third. Adams all the way to the baseline. Shot rejected. And They're going to say it gets away and gets out of bounds before Horton can recover it. So Lady Ravens are going to handle that game, playing once again at 3:29 to go. We have not seen much that looks like offense here in the second half for either of these teams. Here's a baseline shot. Adams hits the front edge of the rim, misses. The follow is going to go up and in for Folsom. So Caitlin will knock down her fourth third quarter point, and the Ravens push their lead now to 27-21. 3:10 to go in the third. Horton's going to have to find an offense. The pass comes out on top. That's going to be Kia with it. Goes top of the key, back over to the right side. Going to be JoJo switch, back out on top. Chargers looking over to the left side. They're having trouble getting the ball into the middle. Now, Tio will drive and shoot and get fouled. Let's see which Lady Raven is going to be called for this one. And it is going to be the third foul for Hannah Cody. And Cody will come out of the game, and checking in for MHMA is going to be Kara Street. So Street comes into the ball game, Horton with the basketball, into the lane, little turnaround shot, rims out, no good. Rebounding it back down, Lady Ravens. Flying up court with the basketball. It's going to be Kechner, brings it top of the key. Defender looks her in the eyes. Kechner says, I'm going to swing this over to the left side, takes it all the way to the baseline to Folsom, back over to the left edge. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Chargers still with no second half points. Now driving all the way to the baseline, attacking the basket, going to go for a shot, and we're going to get a foul called, so that will put Kechner. Is that a shooting foul? No. They're going to say she was not shooting yet. So, it will be MHMA basketball. Adams will put it in, playing for the baseline right. 27-21. Ravens in front in this Northeast Kansas League ball game. Inbound will come into the free throw line. Caitlin Folsom has it. Goes to Kiera. Back over to the right side. The pass inside is banned to free. Stolen away. Here comes Horton. It is a 1-on-3 break. And very wisely, the Chargers and are going to bring it back out on top. That's Marlissa Banks. Marlissa goes over to JoJo, switch with a little left-hand dribble, takes it up to the top of the key, looks into the middle, finds some help, back out on top to Kara, covers up. They'll go baseline, and the shot is going to be blocked out of bounds. It will be Horton basketball down to the baseline. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Putting the ball in play for Horton is going to be Piper. Chartier will look it in and bring it out on top. Horton is going to reset their offense. They'll get it to Barnes. It's loose on the floor. Being dove on and rolling around. And it's going to be picked up by MHMA. Here come the Lady Ravens with a minute 45 to go. And it continues to be a scoreless third quarter for Horton. And now the driving shot into the middle and badly missed. Rebound, Horton. Chargers coming out with the basketball and up floor with it. They will come. Driving down, dishing over to the right side, back off on top, passing up the three-point shot to attack in the lane. Nothing doing. Back out on top, Chargers. Minute 25 to go in the third. Horton with the basketball on top. It's going to be switched. Skip pass over to the left side. Covers up. She'll cross over. Goes inside the free throw line. Shot's going to be deflected. Rebound. Battle for and we're going to get a jump ball called. Possession to Horton. Lady Raymond's going to the bench again. They're going to take Adams out of the game. And coming into the lineup is going to be Macy Mullins-Clater. Horton brings it in topside. JoJo. Back out on top is going to be Chartier. We're a minute to play in the third quarter. Horton has not scored yet in the second half. Just remarkable. Now driving in a badly off-balance shot. It's going to be launched, but a foul is going to be called. Let's see. Against whom? This was sidestepping a couple of players, and the foul is going to be on Adams. No. The foul is going to be, it's not 21, it's going to be 12. The foul is on Kiera. And the free throw, no good. So the free throw, not going to fall for Chartier. One more shot, and still no points on the board for Horton in this half. So the foul is going to be on Kiera. It was her first. 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Street has the ball on the right side, out on top. They'll feed underneath the Folsom. She'll spin. Shot blocked for behind. Recovers the ball. Passes in the middle. It's going to be stolen. JoJo coming up with a basketball. Here comes Horton. They'll fast break it down the court. Go in, go up, and we got a block. And slapping the floor with both hands is not going to take the foul away from Capri. She will have picked up her third foul. So Capri Keckner, foul number three. The first free throw is going to be up and short. And for Horton, there is absolutely a lid on this thing. One more shot coming up for Banks. Rolls in. There it is. Horton's on the board in the second half with a half a minute to go in the third quarter. MHMA going to track the ball down, and they'll get it and play into backcourt. Driving it down. Right side. Capri feeds it over to the left. MHMA looks like they're going to go for the final shot. They lead by five. 18, 17, 16 to go in the third quarter. The ball nearly stolen, but a foul is going to be called on Horton. It's going to be on Marlissa Banks. Marlissa will have her second foul. And Ravens bring it in again. 11 seconds now down to 10. MHMA to the baseline right. Pice feeds underneath Keckner. Shot blocked away. Rebound on the floor by Horton with 3 seconds. Tripped, knocked to the floor. Where's the foul? There it comes. Horton on a fast break. Cody coming in late. Accidentally had her foot out in front of the Charger player. It'll be MHMA team foul five, and Horton coming again to the free throw line, and a couple of more opportunities for Piper, who's 0 for 2, drains the first one. That is the fourth foul for Hannah Cody. Second free throw, short, rebound tipped out. Ravens have it, and the third quarter ends. We'll be back going to the fourth quarter of the girls' game here in Atchison, Kansas, after 3. Morehead Mount Academy's Lady Ravens 27, the Horton Lady Chargers 23.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Well, they will always tell you it's all in the spin, okay? Well, I'm going to spin this that the defenses are absolutely fantastic for both of these teams in the third quarter because neither team is able to generate any kind of an offense. MHMA scored 6 third-quarter points. Horton scored 2. So I'm going to give all credit to the defenses. Ravens will drive into the lane. Little one-handed hook shot, no good. Rebound put back out. The shot is up by Adams, no good. Here comes Horton. 7.5 to go in a ball game. Lady Chargers trailing by 4. Outlet pass all the way down beneath the rim. Turnaround shot up and short. Rebound, Lady Ravens. Horton has not yet scored from the floor in the second half. They have 2 points in the second half, both of them at the free throw line. Great headlong dive to try to steal the basketball away by Kansas Keough, but she'll lose it out of play. It'll be Lady Raven basketball. 7:10 to go in the ball game. Again, a couple of pretty good teams coming together here. Horton, 12-5. MHMA, 12-4. 4. Taking a little time. The officials are, and the ball's going to come in. Got Kiera out there. Yep, Street is in the game because you've got Cody on the bench with 4 fouls. Topside with it. Drive it back into the middle. The little wild sweeping shot is up and missing. Kind of a circus shot that does not come close. And up with the will come Horton with 6:50 to go in the game. Lady Chargers, they had come back from behind to tie it up at halftime. Here's a 3 up and in for Horton. That belongs to Carly Hutless. 6.5 to go, and it's a 27-26 ball game. Jump shot is up for Folsom, no good. Rebound, Horton. Here come the Chargers. Horton with it in the backcourt. Kia will bring it up across the middle. 27-26 MHMA. Driving to the right side, little one-handed runner. It's up and in, and Horton is taking a lean on the bucket by. Covers up. 28-27 Horton. And here's a shot on the other end. Folsom for 2. Puts MHMA back in front. 29-28. Now Horton will run. Shoot. Miss. Rebound. Lady Ravens. Put a basketball in her hands. It will be Capri Keckner bringing it into the forecourt. She'll dip it over to the right side. Now underneath the Folsom. She'll spin, twist, turn, hook, score. Folsom. With back-to-back buckets, she's put the Lady Ravens back up again by 3. It is 31-28. We're going to get a timeout. Let's do it. Take them on with head coach Gary Sorensen, an old friend of the station. 5:30 to go in the game. Morehill Mount Academy's Lady Ravens 31, Horton 28.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their 6-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. We tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all 6 rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
Minutes ago in the ladies' game, but a guys' game still coming up here on Care Radio. Welcome to Northeast Kansas League basketball. We're in Atchison, Kansas this evening. And for the Lady Ravens, who's coming out on the court, and they are going to get the starting five back out there with 4 fouls. Hannah Cody has come back out on the floor. Keckner, Cody, Peisch, Adams, Folsom. Horton with the basketball, down 3. They'll have it way up top side. Keo will feed to the middle. Now the pass batted away and saved by Horton. They'll come back off on top. 3-pointer. She's been hot. That one rolls off. No good. Folsom rebounds it down. Here come the Lady Ravens. MHMA will make it into the forecourt. Dump it over to the right side. Adams now into the corner to Peisch, who immediately returns it back out on top. 5 minutes ago in the ballgame. Skip pass right through the wickets. Cody looks to the skies for inspiration as her pass was right at the toes of Caitlin Folsom, and it skips and goes right out of bounds. 4:50 to go. The feed into the middle. Turnaround shot up and good. 2 more points for Carly Hutless. It is a 1-point game again at 31-30 with 4:40 to play. Lady Ravens back up the floor, looking into the eyes of the zone defense. Pass comes on top. Adams for 3. Nope. Rebound underneath Keckner. The swooping shot. Nope. Rebound underneath for Peisch. And we will have a foul. It's going to be called on Kia. So the whistle is going to be on Kansas Kia. And that will be her 5th. So she is going to foul out of the game at 4:29 to play. And coming back in, it's going to be Bobby Becker for Horton. 31-30, Lady Ravens in front. They're going to have the ball in play at their baseline. It'll come out on top, Keckner. on the floor. Drives in. Tips it over to the left side. Easy jump shot. Off the mark. Rebound. It's going to go out of bounds. And Wareham Academy unable to capitalize on the open baseline shot from 8 feet left side. 4:20 to go in the game as Horton brings it back up the floor. Banks will bring it up. Skips it over to the left side. Hutless now in the lane. The turnaround shot. No. Rebound. Folsom. Lady Ravens clinging to that one-point lead. 4 minutes to play in the game. Tice will take it deep in the right corner. Again, bounces it right back out on top. Left side, it'll be a Caitlin. She will skip past it to the block. The ball is going to be knocked away. It's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to be off the Lady Ravens. The skip pass in the middle, trying to get it to Keckner. She could not handle it, loses it out of bounds, and here comes Horton. Chargers are going to get JoJo Switch back into the game. And here they come. 345-44, 343. We're rolling along toward the end of the ball game. It is a one-point contest. Pass comes out on top. It's going to be stolen away. Keckner will drive it down the floor. Goes in, goes up. Easy layup. Got it. Keckner with a quick two. That is Capri's first point of the second half. And she puts the Ravens up by three. The lateral pass is going to be bounced out of bounds. Going to come back in again to Horton. Right between Coach Sorensen and MHMA AD. And we have a whistle. We'll have a foul. And it is going to be on Nora. And that will be her first foul of the game. The feet of the block. The shot goes up. No. Foul offensive rebound, and it's going to be stolen by the Ravens. Wareham Academy coming up the floor. 3 minutes to play in the game. They lead by three at 33-30, getting a timeout. We'll take a break with the Lady Ravens. 3 minutes left. It is Wareham Academy 33, Horton 30.
Seed salesmen bring a lot of stuff throughout the year. Hats, koozies, T-shirts. This year, Mustang Seeds is bringing something a little different. You ask, we listen. Mustang Seeds is now bringing 0% in-house financing to your farm. It's all part of how we're supporting farmers from the ground up. Visit us at MustangSeeds.com. Financing subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, and don't worry. We'll bring the other stuff, too.
Joseph, producing and engineering in the Care Sports Studio. 3:06 to go in the ladies' game. The guys' game still coming up here on a Friday night on Care Radio. Happy Valentine's Day, by the way. 33-30. Lady Ravens with the ball and with the lead. They'll feed in the middle. Folsom spinning, shooting, scoring. Caitlin Folsom with the left hand. Caitlin has had a huge fourth quarter. She's got six in the quarter, ten in the second half, and then a Horton up court pass is going to be lost out of bounds, thrown away. And the Lady Ravens, with 2 minutes and 40 to go in the ball game, have the basketball, leading it by five, and they are in a great spot now. Walking it up the floor very slowly, Hannah Cody. Goes to Adams left side. Tice, who bounces again right back up on top, goes right side. Kirchner's going to have it slapped away, knocked out of her hands. It'll be saved by Folsom. 2:20 to go. Cody drives in. No travel. Baseline shot. Won't go for Pice. Rebound underneath. Keckner follows up. Won't go. Rebound Keckner follows up. Won't go. Rebound Keckner follows up. Won't go. Rebound Keckner gets the ball knocked out of her hands, and we're going to get a foul call. So Capri will come to the free throw line. Those first four shots not destined to go in, but she's going to have a couple of free throws here. There will be a lot less action for these. This one is up and in. Keckner gives the Lady Ravens a six-point lead. And before her second shot, we're going to get another timeout taken. Timeout, 2 minutes and 12 to go in the ladies' game. Wareham Academy with a two-possession lead. It's 36-30.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure what you are doing.
Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide residential, commercial, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Two minutes and 12 seconds to go in the ladies' game. Ravens in front, 36-30. Marshall Mount Academy is going to bring Kiara Street back in. She will replace Hannah Cody. And we've got one more free throw coming up for Kickner. And it is going to be wide right. Rebound. Lost out of bounds. Off Folsom's hand. And it will come back into Horton. Putting it in play is going to be Piper. And she'll get it right back. Chartier coming into the forecourt. 2 minutes to go in the ladies' game. Chargers will have it over to the left side. It's going to be Becker. Feeds into the middle. Ball's going to be batted away. It's loose on the floor. Taken away from, back away from Adams. Horton is going to recover it. Dribbling to the top. Swing over to the left side from covers up. The step inside the circle. The shot off. No. Won't fall for Chartier. Rebounding it down is going to be the Ravens. Be tracked down in the corner by Pyche. Kara Street has it. And the Lady Ravens are going to turn it over. Pyche throws it right into the hands of a Charger player. And going up with the shot, there's a whistle, there's a foul. And coming to the line, it's going to be Piper Chartier. That is going to be the fourth foul of the game for Capri Keckner. Piper struggled a little at the free throw line. 1 of 4. This one, short. 1 of 5. Street out of the game, and Cody comes back in. 1:34 to go. Again, the Chargers have had a lot of trouble getting any points on the board in the second half. This free throw is in. So the second one, good. It is 36-31. Now a steal for Horton, and the breakaway, and the layup is good. Marissa Banks with the steal in the bucket. It's 36-33 with 1:19 to go. And Fort Hillman Academy calling a timeout. We're taking another break with the Lady Ravens. This one coming down to the last moments with 1:18 to play. MHMA 36, Horton 33.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
With us here this evening at the Hammer T Gymnasium on the Murray Hillmount Academy campus in Atchison, Kansas. High school basketball this evening in the Northeast Kansas League, and with 1:18 to go in the ladies' game, the home team leads Horton 36-33. Welcome back, everyone. MHMA with the starting five: Capri Kechter, Hannah Cody, Catherine Pyche, Nora Adams, Caitlin Folsom. Out of the floor, Horton racing out there. And it will be Lady Raven basketball bringing it in. It's going to come to Cody. She'll drive and dish and double dribble the basketball. Again, she throws her hand skyward. She doesn't think she had done that. And here comes Horton. It is a one possession game with 1:10 to go. Up the floor with it is going to be Banks. Marissa looks right, then throws left to Hutless. Back off on top, Chartier. Left side to JoJo Switch. They're running a little motion. Here's a three for the tie. It's off the mark. Rebound. Pulled down by Catherine. Pyche coming up with a basketball, and we're going to get a quick foul in the backcourt. Horton quickly commits the foul, but it'll only be team foul 3. Ravens will be forced to put it in play. Adams looks to bring it in and does. Gets it to Kechner. She'll race up the court. Drives right side. Goes in. Runs. Shoots. Scores. Kechner for two. It's 38-33. Now going on the other end, the driving shot. Up and off the mark. And the rebound pulled down by Folsom, who is very quickly fouled by Marissa Banks. This will be the final inbound for Morehill Mount Academy. Coach Sorensen taking a timeout. We're going to get one more. Timeout on the floor with a half a minute to go in the game. Ravens 38, Chargers 33.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Timeout, the inbound, and we're going to get a jump ball. They brought it in to Capri Kechner, who was immediately tied up. And Piper Shirt here draws the jump ball, and it'll come back to Horton. 29 seconds left. In it comes. Up it goes. It is going to be off the mark, and the rebound is going to be lost by Kechner out of bounds. Again, it's going to come into Horton at their baseline. We've got 25 seconds to go. Inbound shot, three-pointer is going to be up. It is no good. And a rebound, it will be allowed to go out of play, and it will be Morehill Mount Academy basketball. Adams to do the inbounding with 21 seconds left. Chargers will go to the bench. Bobby Becker returns to the game. It will come into Folsom, back to Adams, and Adams gets fouled. No. The Ravens are going to call a timeout before the foul. Both teams have tons of timeouts left. I'm just going to let you know, Joseph. We're going to take another break right here. We're down to 18 seconds to go. MHMA hanging on. Ravens 38, Chargers 33.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their Mix 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Raiders with a stormy five out of the court, and 18 seconds separating them from a win here this evening at home. It's 38-33. Ravens will be putting it in play on the near side. They'll go into the forecourt. Capri coming up the floor, gets bumped into from behind, and we will have a Charger foul. And this is going to be team foul five, which is going to put Kechner at the free throw line. Capri leading scorer for this team with a chance to salt it away. Couple of free throws here. First one's good. Second one out. Rebound, Horton. They're running out of time. 14 seconds left. 13. Up the floor. They'll feed it right. Back out on top. 9 seconds. Not getting a shot away. Finally going to take the long one. It is going to be short. Rebound Horton, running shot missed, rebound Ravens. Final score tonight, Morehill Mount Academy 39, Horton 33, and we'll be back to summarize it right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Again, Markham Mount Academy coming away with a nice win in game one tonight. And you look for who is going to be your Bank of Atchison player of the game. This one, a lot of players did what their teams needed them to do, but I'm going to go Caitlin Folsom because Caitlin put in a half a dozen points in that fourth quarter, kind of helped salt that thing away. So Caitlin Folsom is your Bank of Atchison player of the game. With that win, Miami Academy goes to 13-4 in the season. They are 8-1 in the NEKL. For Horton, they are now 12-6, and their league record is now 10-3. Don't go far. Guys game coming up next. The boys are out of the court warming up, and we'll have boys high school basketball coming up shortly. Again, the final score in game one. Morehill Mount Academy 39, Horton 33. We'll be back with the guys game, but first, we're going back to the studio. That's right. That's where Joseph's going to be taking some good care of you.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrient Ag Solutions or visit dynagrowseed.com to learn more.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.